Hello.
Hi, my name is Portia, returning your call from Cal Optima Health Claims Customer Service Department. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Luis, and I hope you remember we had spoke with you regarding the claims. Actually, I'm calling from the provider's office of Comprehensive Cardiovascular Medical Group.
So, no, I do not remember, but Luis, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Can I have the provider and PI number, please?
Yeah, it is 157-853-2123.
And is this regards to maybe a claim that was sent back for review?
No, actually, like, I have the call reference. Actually, I have the claim call reference number, if you can check with that, which is...
No, I cannot. I would need the member ID, just like I've asked you previously, sir. I can't check the call reference.
Okay, just a moment.
One moment, please.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Okay. May I have that member ID number, please?
Sure. Just allow me a moment.
Okay. Sir, I did allow you a moment.
It's going to be 966-735-32, E as in Echo.
One moment.
Sure.
Remember first, last name, and date of birth.
It's for John Jusberg, May 12 1969, member's date of birth.
Date of service and billed amount.
6-5 of 2025, billed amount is $240, 240.
And what was the call reference number here in regards to this issue? Hello, Lewis.
I'm so sorry.
So, Lewis, I'm sorry. You're going to have to engage in this call. If I get that moment of silence again, I will have to go ahead and transfer you back into the queue, which will give you time to complete working on whatever you're working on, sir.
Yes, sure.
What's your call reference number from the previous call?
2521-3000-712.
Allow me a moment.
Sure.
Based on what I... Okay, I don't see where I've sent this call. I actually took this call, sir. This wasn't sent back for review. What's your concern here?
I'm speaking with Barsh.
That's correct. Your claim was your concern?
So this claim was denied as W-9 form was requested. However, we have submitted this W-9 form to email address providers online at calloptima.com, where we receive a revert stating that according to our database, no W-9 was needed. Please call the number which was provided. We receive an email back.
Okay. So your provider was termed, a W-9 is required. If you submitted that W-9, then that W-9 should be processed. Your claim does not have a claim number because the claim was received and closed, so it was not denied. It was closed. There's no information that can be provided on this claim. I can transfer you over to our provider data management department who actually handles and processes the W-9s, and you can speak with them to check the status of your W-9 or find out exactly why you received that returned email.
You mean to say that our provider has been termed with Call Optima, right?
It was termed back in 2023, sir, and that's why a W-9 is required. That's correct.
Okay, just allow me a moment.
We've waited the max time, Lewis.
Just allow me a minute.
To our provider data management department.
I just want to speak with my supervisor regarding this. Just allow me a 5 minutes.
So, Lewis, I cannot allow you 5 minutes.
Okay, 1 minute.
Could you please understand that I have waited my max wait time for the entire call? I will not be able to assist you further here. You're going to need to speak with our provider data manager.
Okay, you can transfer that.
So I'll go ahead and transfer you over.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have go ahead and give you your call reference.
Like, do you have any supervisor to speak with regarding this denial?
No. This would be for, again, Lewis, let's get a point of correction and utilize the proper verbiage. This claim has not been processed. It was not denied. It was closed. Your claim's going to remain the same. You're stating that you submitted a W-9 after your claim was processed and closed.
Mm-hmm.
If that is the case, you are required to resubmit your claim. So you need to resubmit a claim so that your claim can be processed again after your W-9 submission. However, I advise against that, and I do advise you to speak with the provider data management department to ensure that your provider has been loaded into our system.
Perfect. No problem.
Okay.
What was the call reference number?
That's 252-164, consecutive zeros, 854. Is there anything else I could do to assist you?
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking
with
you.
Sure, I'll go ahead and transfer. It's a pleasure speaking with you as well. I'll go ahead and transfer you over to our provider data management department.
Sure.
Upon transferring, please select option 6, and then you're going to select option 4.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
You're welcome.